once the snow comes, check the snow depth, check with the site office to make sure that the trails are open. But if they're open, get out there and snowmobile safely. We always remind folks, generally, we have to remind the veteran snowmobilers, but they're pretty conscious of the rules. But if you're new to snowmobiling, there are some good reminders on the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website about snowmobile safety. You know, one thing I learned very young in riding as a passenger on a snowmobile, don't wear a scarf that's got a long tail on it. Not a good thing on a snowmobile. That can really get you in trouble and can cause some serious problems. So dress appropriately, stay on the trail, don't get off the trail, and certainly before you go out, make sure the snow depth is appropriate for being out on a snowmobile. We don't want you having any hazard issues because there's just not enough snow yet.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, public access, you know, operating snowmobiles at a public park or a public place, but then, you know, just when we talk about private access, like, you know, it falls in line with hunting. You know, you need landowner permission if you're going to access private property to operate a snowmobile.
Absolutely. And, of course, in most locations in the state, you're not allowed to use a snowmobile on a public road, so you need to check the local ordinances in your county or in your municipality. But absolutely, private property is private, and you need permission before you can use or trespass on or make use of someone's private property without their permission. Please don't do that.